This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers Radio Production Studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown Cleveland. Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Great to have you with us for another outstanding program. Jim Jones, we're going to have a lot of fun this week. Cavs wrapped up their six-game homestand. Tough loss to the Brooklyn Nets last night. We'll hit the road for two games, starting Thursday in Indiana and Saturday in Chicago. So we thought we'd preview those games. Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com is going to stop by and pay us a visit. And then one of our best friends in the league, the radio play-by-play voice of the Chicago Bulls, Chuck Swirsky, is going to pay us a visit. Always a lot of fun when Chuck comes on the show.
Yes, there is. You know, Chuck has some interesting things to say, but I just want to hear some responses from two of our best players, that's Mitchell and Garland, about the game the other night.
Yeah, that'll be coming up in our next segment as we'll look back on the game last night against Brooklyn. A heck of a ball game. Nets win at 125-117 despite a 46-point effort from Darius Garland. He was absolutely sensational last night. So we'll talk about that game. We'll talk about the week upcoming. We've got a lot going on. So we'll sneak in a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll look back on that loss to the Nets. That follows this on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Garland just holding the ball. Two on the clock. Garland steps right. Long three. Good! Oh, my goodness. Darius Garland knocked it in from the Pennsylvania border. DG, right of the lane. Into the lane. Floats. Scores! DG makes it a four-point game. 121-117. 44 seconds to go. Garland with 46.
But you called it, Tim. 44 seconds. You play good D, you'll get another shot and maybe two.
This is Darius Garland. You're listening to Cavs HQ. Here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Well, DG with a huge night last night. Those highlights from the game against Brooklyn on Monday. Cavs fell in that one, 125-117. DG tried to bring the Cavs all the way back. In fact, he carried them on his back with a 46-point effort on Monday night, wrapped up a six-game homestand for the Cavaliers in which they went 4-2, although they lost the last two games of that homestand, Toronto on Friday night and then Brooklyn last night. But Jim, all in all, if you go 4-2 on a homestand and there was some rugged competition that came in here, that was a pretty solid six games for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, they resurrected themselves, Tim. You know, they won the game on the road, then they came home and won four straight. The point is that the team that they lost to the other night, there's no shame in that. Easily, the Nets are the best team the Cavaliers have played this season, and they had two dominating players. And I know that no matter what scouting that's represented and done, there was nothing that could have prepared them for what they went through against the Nets. Durant and Irving are the greatest shooters in our game right now. And they did a great job of playing under control. They kept their game plan simple, and it didn't have to be complicated because those two players were so great.
Durant, before he fouled out, 36 minutes, 32 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Kyrie, in just under 40 minutes last night, 32 points in the ballgame, 11 of 19 from the field. And as you said, Jim, two of the greatest of all times, especially when a big shot is needed. They are the ultimate closers.
Yeah, and that's been proven. We can go all the way back to both of those guys playing in the World Championship games when Durant was with Golden State, and we were within 2 points, and I think there was less than a minute to go, and Durant comes down full court dribble, pulls up out of nowhere from three-point range, sinks a three, game over. And I can remember many a time Kyrie doing that same the year before that when the Cavaliers came in there, and he shot from his favorite spot on that wing three-pointer fadeaway when all we needed was two to tie. He went for the win, and he made it. And he's been proving that all his career.
Perhaps the biggest shot, single shot, in Cavaliers history. But again, DG last night with just a masterful performance, 46 points on 14 of 20 from the field, including 5 of 7 beyond the arc.
Durant out front against Jetty. Comes by Jetty, bounces it underneath to Claxton. Claxton with the hook, but the left hand missed it. Rebound Jared Allen. Quickly to Jetty, down the floor to Garland. Stops, three, bullseye!
That's right. That's what stops will do. You get stops, you have a greater chance of making shots.
Timeout, Brooklyn.
And DG was pumping in shots all night long. It just wasn't enough. And then after the ball game on Monday, DG talked about a tough loss to the Nets.
They punched, and we just got on our heels, and we didn't fight back until the second half, until we knew we had to just turn it up a notch. So, that was just the whole game. Like, our second half was totally different than our first half defense, and just our aggression was just totally different.
But that being said, after the ball game, JB was upbeat. Even though they had lost the contest, JB Bickerstaff said, listen, we've shown we can play with anybody.
I believe we can play with these teams. I think we did enough to give me confidence in that. I think we just waited too long to believe we could. You allow a team to get out to a lead like we did, it's going to be extremely difficult to come back, and you have to be almost perfect.
Jim, no such thing as moral victories, but following up on what JB just said right there, how much confidence can you take out of a game like last night?
Well, I think you can take a lot, because that is the best team in basketball. And there's been contradictions, but anyone who's seen the Nets play over the last couple of weeks will oblige you and tell you the same. The Nets are really, really good. And they're 9 straight games. They've been everywhere trying to win games, but they always come out on top. Tim, this team came in here shooting 55% from the field and 43% from three-point range. In the 8 consecutive wins, they were averaging 125 points. What did they score the other night? The same thing. I mean, they're just a dominating team right now, and no one has stepped forward but them, and Philly's trying to.
And Donovan Mitchell after the game said, listen, playing elite teams, championship caliber teams, that's a great experience for our club.
Playing against these teams, we're competing, we're going to see these guys in the playoffs. We got to understand that this is just what it's going to be like, and this is part of the learning lesson. And you know, I always say it's great to learn in wins, but you know, learning in defeat, you know, DG led us, you know, we all tried to kind of combat or do our thing around that, but you know, as we fall short, and you know, we can look at this, look at how they guard us, look at how we guarded them, take it in film and learn from it.
So the Cavs get ready for Indiana on Thursday night, and of course we'll have it on the Cavaliers Audioverse. That game will tip off at 7. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll talk more Cavs basketball. Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com joins us next, so stay with us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Mobley down the lane, up with the left hand, good, and a foul. Evan Mobley took it right to Kevin Durant.
Well, we need that third score. We know that our backcourt can dominate.
Got it out front, Love. Kevin for three. Good!
I like that.
Cavs down 9. Here comes Garland. Quickly into the paint. Garland up. Good! With the right hand.
And that is the formula JB's been trying to put in. Push it. Forget the 5-on-5. Push that ball up the floor.
Welcome back. Cavs HQ presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Tim Elkhorn along with Jim Jones, and of course those highlights put together by our dynamic duo, senior producer Kurt McLaughlin and technical director Marty Allen. From last night's game against Brooklyn, tough loss for the Cavaliers as the Nets beat the Cavs 125-117 despite 46 from DG. With the loss, Cavs now 22-13. And Brooklyn nudges a half game ahead of the Cavs in the Eastern Conference. The Nets are now 22-12. And a guy that was there last night, he's there all the time, covers the Cavs for Cleveland.com. Just extraordinary work. Follow him on Twitter if you're a Cavs fan. One Chris Fedor. We've had him on before. Great to have him back once again. Chris, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys. How are you?
We're doing well. So let's start with the game 24 hours ago at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. JB, after the ball game, said, listen, Joe's, we can play with anybody. And Donovan Mitchell saying, you play elite teams like that, that's a great experience. So taking those comments into account and just your observations, what can you take from that game last night?
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, guys. I think there's a reality that the Cavs are facing, and they have an enemy that they can't control at this point in time. And it's experience. Look at Brooklyn. Look at Milwaukee. Look at Boston. Even look at Philadelphia. The other top-level teams in the Eastern Conference have done things that the Cavs haven't done. They have felt things that the Cavs haven't felt. They have seen things that the Cavs haven't seen. Right. And that's not necessarily their fault. It's just a reality. And that experience can only be gained through games like the other night against Milwaukee or last night against the Brooklyn Nets. So I think these kinds of things that they're going through now are going to benefit them greatly if they respond properly in March, April, May, June, if they're lucky enough to get that far.
You know, Fedor, one thing I did want to talk about in specific, we can always go back to the inexperience because you're all over it, as usual. But we've seen two dominating performances by Darius Garland in less than a month. Yep. And the thing that's so amazing about it is that, in my estimation, he's just as good as Mitchell. But you can't compare him to Mitchell because they play a little bit differently. Mitchell is a scorer that can shoot, while Darius Garland is a shooter that can score and had added responsibilities to organize the offense. But in my estimation, he's just as good as Mitchell, and that's the dilemma for him and for Mitchell. You know, how do they slice it up? If the way the Nets played last night, the way they distribute the ball between Durant and Irving is any indication on how to do it, I sure hope we take that.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I think it's something that Darius has to continue to get reps at, and it's something that Donovan has to continue to get reps at. Because, guys, you're right. Like, when it comes to Donovan, as much as he was surrounded by talent in Utah, it was a different kind of talent. It was a different kind of playing style. And this kind of dynamic guard like Darius is one that Donovan's never played alongside. And Darius has never played alongside a dynamic scoring guard like Donovan. So they both want it to work, and I think stylistically they can find a way to make it work, and I think J.B. Bickerstaff can find the right blend for them. But it's different, and it's going to take time, and it wasn't going to look seamless, you know, 30, 35 games into the season. These guys are still trying to figure it out as they go while playing against the top competition in the East and in the Western Conference. So it's just like harder than I think a lot of people anticipated it being. In saying all of that, I think you've seen signs of it. And it's interesting because J.B. Bickerstaff talked about it the other night, guys. When it comes to Darius, everybody in the organization, top to bottom, they've all encouraged Darius to just be Darius and be aggressive. And I think he's just programmed to try and make the right play, get his teammates involved. But you saw him last night against Brooklyn go into takeover mode. You saw him earlier this year when Donovan was out against Minnesota go into takeover mode. So that, like, is there for Darius. Those opportunities can be there, especially if teams are going to load up the way that Brooklyn did to try and stymie Donovan. And that's where Darius needs to take that next step and understand, okay, forget setting up Jarrett, forget setting up Evan. I've got the advantage. I'm going to go to work.
Again, we're talking with Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com as he joins us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Chris, we're not quite halfway home, 22-13. My Kent State Matt says that's 35 games, but we're close. But size up the first half, and then what do you see second half of the season for this Cavalier team? How will it evolve?
I think they've been good given everything that they've dealt with, guys. We talked about Darius and Donovan trying to figure it out together. That's been something that has caused growing pains, obviously. The Cavs have used 16 different starting lineups, which is almost unheard of, but because of injury, because of illness, because of trying to find the right combinations and the right mixture, that's been their reality. So given those things and the fact that they haven't shown an ability to consistently play at a high level on the road like they do at home, for them to be fourth place in the Eastern Conference, which is just loaded at the top, and it's going to be a dogfight the rest of the way, for them to be 22-13 and be as dominant as they've been at home, I think they're in a great spot. And at the same time, you see signs of them learning from things earlier on in the season, right? Like, they got smacked against Milwaukee twice in Milwaukee, and one of those losses led to them staying in the locker room afterward for a lengthy heart-to-heart chat where they needed to have difficult conversations and they needed to make some lineup changes. But then you saw what they were able to do at home against Milwaukee. They learned from that experience. So I think they're going to continue to learn as this season goes on. I think they're going to continue to take the experience gained as the season goes on. And I think the Cavs are the kind of team, based on how they're constructed, that can be better by the end of the season than they were at the beginning of the season, and that's been their goal all along.
Well, it's great insights. Great stuff from Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com as he joins us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ presented by Betway. A very quick break and then more with Chris. So stay with us on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Cleveland Cavaliers recently hosted Kylan Cohn and his family to grant his special wish to become an NBA reporter for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Shortly after Kylan was born, he was diagnosed with hypoplastic left heart syndrome. Due to his condition, he is unable to play sports, so he loves to pretend to broadcast and interview players. The Cavs were proud to partner with A Special Wish to grant Kylan's big wish of becoming an NBA reporter with the Cavs. During the Cavs and Bucks game last week, they gave him the most amazing experience with the Cavaliers broadcast team as part of the Cavs Care Special Wish grant.
Hi, this is Kylan Cohn, and I just want to thank the Cleveland Cavaliers for making my special wish.
Kylan, you were absolutely amazing and a true natural. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the
Cavaliers Audioverse.
You're experiencing Cavs HQ on the Cavaliers Audioverse. Once again, here's Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Great to have you with us, and great to have with us Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com. His coverage is just extraordinary. If you're not following him on social media, especially on Twitter, do so. You'll get more Cavs info than your brain can handle. It's just awesome stuff. Jim, let's start things off with you in segment two with Chris.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah, one of the things, Chris, talk a little bit about Evan Mobley and his ups and downs and what he's going through. It's very similar to what you talked about earlier with our backcourt.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when it comes to Evan, because I think when you're talking about his impact, that's very, very different than his production, right? And I think he's always the kind of guy who's going to be defined more by impact as opposed to production. Like, his stats are very, very similar, guys, to what he did as a rookie. But I think what he did as a rookie was so rare that it kind of spoiled people. And they came to expect, like, this huge production leap from Evan. And I don't think that was ever going to happen, in part because his role offensively fluctuates on a night-to-night basis. Like, there are some nights where he's going to get 14 shots and then other nights where he's probably going to get 6 to 10. Most nights he's going to be the fourth offensive option in terms of his involvement on the offensive end, because Jared Allen is involved in like everything that the Cavs do from a pick and roll standpoint. So it's Darius Garland, it's Donovan Mitchell, it's Jared Allen, then it's Evan Mobley. So it's just not easy for him to get consistent touches and consistent shot attempts. But he's still making an impact on everything that the Cavs do, both offensively and defensively, especially on the defensive end of the floor. His impact metrics are off the charts, especially for a 21-year-old kid. And I think you feel that on a possession-to-possession basis. I think you feel that on a nightly basis. I think there are times where he can be more aggressive, when he can try and assert himself more underneath, where he can demand the basketball. I would like to see him take that next step in terms of his evolution. But in terms of just his offensive and defensive impact, I think it's being felt by the Cavs on a nightly basis.
You used impact quite a bit in your response there. So I want to talk about future impact. I don't know if it's imminent, but at some point in the near future, we will see the return of Ricky Rubio. So let's talk about the potential impact of the return of Rubio we'll have on this team, Chris.
So, guys, there are a lot of factors that I think led to Ricky being as good as he was for the Cavs at the beginning of the season last year. At that point, I was considering putting him on a six-man-of-the-year ballot because he was playing that well, and he was making that kind of difference for the Cavs. Statistically, the best two-man lineup that the Cavs had was Darius and Ricky. They were just destroying opponents together, and it was beautiful to see.
Yes.
But a lot of that tied into he was coming off the national team experience with Spain. He was in an environment where he was really, really comfortable. He was getting a lot of freedom from J.B. Bickerstaff. He was playing big minutes. He had a huge role, and he was healthy, by the way. Those factors aren't necessarily in play right now for Ricky. He's had about a year off. He isn't coming off a national team experience. So he's going to need time to shake off the rust. He's going to need time to get himself back involved. And he's coming to a team that is pretty well established. Like, yes, they can use the things that he can bring. They need the things that he can bring. But there's a pretty set hierarchy when it comes to how the offense is going to run and function already. So I think it's going to take him time to blend into the fabric of the team that way and continue to show that he can be healthy. It's his second torn ACL. Like I said, he's been off for about a year recovering. And I just don't think it's realistic to expect the Ricky Rubio that comes back this year for the final couple of months to be as impactful as the one last year. And that's not to say that he can't make an impact, because he can. He can organize the team. He can make things easier on Kevin Love, Jetty Osman, Caris LeVert in that second unit. He can handle pressure. He can just get the offense into the right plays and the right sets. And there's value in that. And he brings a positivity and an infectious energy. But I just think we have to be honest about the things that he's trying to come back from. And statistically, if you look at past years, guys that are coming back from a torn ACL, they make more of a difference in year two of the recovery as opposed to year one. And I think the Cavs understand that.
Good stuff.
You know, one of the things, you know, Chris, when you and I look at the Cavaliers, we see them in three parts: their backcourt, the Twin Towers, and then their bench play.
Yeah.
To get this far without really having any real leadership in that second unit is pretty good for them. There's been talk, and everybody keeps calling me and people that I meet around the league. The Cavs, had you heard any rumors or anything about them looking for maybe a small forward?
They want to upgrade that spot. I don't think it's any secret. It's just there are some complications involved with that. I think everybody
sure
can
is.
Understand that. I think they've been looking for a small forward for the last 2.5 years. But they're very, very difficult to get. Because, number one, the teams that have those guys are asking for a premium or just aren't making them available because they're so valuable in today's NBA. The Cavs are in a club with 5 to 10 teams that are looking for an upgrade on the wing, because that's what the game is. You need a two-way wing. And the Cavs know that they need an upgrade there, right? The problem is J.B. Bickerstaff continues to make these offense-defense substitutions because every guy that he could put at that spot, there's a give-and-take involved.
That's right.
Teams don't guard Isaac Okoro. They don't guard Lamar Stevens. You know what I mean? So you might be gaining defensively, but you're losing offensively. And the Cavs need somebody that can bring it at both ends of the floor. But the other problem, they don't have anything to offer at this point in time, guys. They cannot, by rule in the NBA, they cannot offer a first-round pick at the trade deadline. They cannot. And then if you talk about the other assets that they could dangle, you know, Caris LeVert, Jetty Osman, Dylan Windler, multiple second-round picks. Like, yeah, you could probably get somebody that could help, but is that going to be the long-term answer at that position that has been a problem for the last couple of years? I think, to be honest with you guys, that's one of the reasons why there are naysayers when it comes to the Cavs, beyond the fact that they are inexperienced, beyond the fact that their starters play big minutes and people expect them to be exhausted by the end of the year. They look at the small forward spot and say, how am I supposed to take a team seriously when the other guy has Jason Tatum, Chris Middleton, Jalen Brown, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris,
Siakam,
and you guys are running out LeVar Stevens, Dean Wade, and Isaac Okoro?
Yeah.
Well, that's great stuff. As they say in radio and television, stay tuned. Chris Fedor, as always, man, just great insights, great info. And as I told our listeners and fans, if they're not following you on Twitter and reading your stuff,
they are missing out. Great information. Hey, to you and your family, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you on the road this week.
Yep. Happy holidays.
Good, mm-hmm. Always Thank enjoy you. It. Happy holidays.
And to you, Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com joining us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Quick timeout. Chuck Swirsky, the radio voice of the Chicago Bulls, is up next. So stay with us. He's always a lot of fun. We'll hear from Chuck after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
DeRozan wide left, just over the timeline, pressured by Holiday. DeRozan with the game-high 28. DeRozan in the middle of the floor, settles topside three. Bam! Big-time shot! Onions, baby onions! DeRozan with 31.
Oh, you gotta love it. The radio play-by-play voice of the Chicago Bulls, Chuck Swirsky, and his patented onions, baby onions. Great to have Chuck joining us on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. And, of course, we're going to be seeing quite a bit of the Chicago Bulls here in the near future. Cavs with a quick two-game road swing this week, Thursday night in Indiana, Saturday at Chicago, and then Monday Chicago comes here. So we thought we'd get an update and a little bit of a preview of these upcoming matchups with the Bulls with Chuck Swirsky. Chuck, as always, a pleasure to have you on Cavs HQ.
Hey, Tim, always a pleasure. Wait a minute, hold on for a second, Tim. Jones with the ball in the low post. Works on way. Fans jump up with the right hand. Got it. Count it.
Now, you're going way back, Chuck. You know you just gave up your age.
Now, Chuck, I've got right in front of me here my notes. 25 years NBA play-by-play, 15th with the Bull. You don't go as far back as Jones. Come on now.
Oh, no, he's just a baby.
I saw. Listen, here's the story. I grew up in Seattle, and I would go to University of Washington games, pay $2. I would sit in the field house at Heck Edmondson Pavilion, and I would watch UCLA come in with Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Steve Patterson, Bill Walton, that whole gang, And, I mean, you had USC coming in with Paul Westfall and a guy by the name of John Block, who played in the NBA. I mean, it was the Pac-8 conference, Tim, at the time. I became a huge college ball fan, and Jim Jones was bigger than life in the Midwest. And they had this battle going on, Tim. And for your listeners, I want you to Google the American Basketball Association, because that league had some hoopsters, and they could flat out ball. And Jim was playing at Marquette, and Marquette was a basketball power. And Al McGuire was a guy who had no filters. He loved life. he spurned, Tim, he spurned the NCAA tournament for the NIT, okay? He was a magnificent motivator and coach, and Jim Jones was larger than life as a college player.
And, Jim, I'm sure you agree with 100% of everything Chuck just said.
Well, Chuck has never lied, and truth changes not.
Well, Chuck, as we said, we're going to see you guys a couple of times here in the next week. Saturday night, New Year's Eve in Chicago, and then Monday, the first game of 2023 here at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. But kind of bring us up to date on the Bulls. Tough loss last night to Houston, 14-19 on the year. What can you tell us about what's happened with this Chicago team so far this season?
Well, Tim and Jim, thank you so much for the invitation. Have a good day. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the Bulls, Tim, they take one step forward and a step and a half back, and then they go on they gave up 150 points to Minnesota to start a four-game road trip. And I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding. Like, we've got Miami, Atlanta, and the Knicks on the road. How are we going to manage to get a W? But sure enough, they won three straight. So then they get a two-day break, and they got the first of four straight at home, and they lose to Houston, a very athletic club. But these Rockets are so young, and they play with so much energy. And the greatest strength is that they're young, and their biggest weakness is they're young. So they're up by 18. And Tim and Jim, here's the story. They're up by 18. The Bulls come back, take the lead, and then Porter went off, and he had a great game. And Jalen Green, who I think is going to be a star in this league, he went off, and Şengün was outstanding in the post, and the Bulls lose at home. So if you can figure out the Bulls, you let me know, because, I mean, it's very perplexing.
You know, one of the things, Chuck, I want to talk to you about, and I think it's the key to your problems, any problems that you might have, is the loss of Alonzo Ball. I always thought that he was so unselfish, a great defender. I just thought that that acquisition made everything else work for you.
Absolutely. And I know every team has injuries, and every team has injuries. And I get that, and you're right, because, you know, the ball club was the number one seed in the Eastern Conference last year at the All-Star break, and things were great. I mean, Lonzo was having a career year, shooting the three, defending, his vision. You know, as soon as he received the outlet pass from Vooch or a power forward, his head was up, he was looking down court, and he wouldn't fool around with this east-to-west dribble. Every dribble, every possession, Jim, had a purpose, okay? And then all of a sudden, the knee issue surfaces. We haven't seen him after undergoing surgery in January on the floor. He's around the ball club. He wants to play. He's had surgery twice since that span. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when he's coming back. And, you know, the team really doesn't speculate on an ETA, but again, you know, you've got to play with who you have.
Again, we're talking with Chuck Swirsky, the radio play-by-play voice of the Chicago Bulls. Cavs and Bulls will meet up later this week, Saturday night in Chicago, and then Monday night here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So, Chuck, knowing that for the foreseeable future, Lonzo Ball isn't in the picture for the Chicago Bulls, is there enough there with the likes of DeRozan and LaVine and Vooch?
Well, this club right now, Tim, has a major glaring issue, and that's because the loss of Alex Caruso with a shoulder injury. He suffered a concussion. He has passed several tests, in the protocol, but he still needs to cap things off with a hard contact practice because they want to see how his body handles that before they can move on to an issue that right now I think is of great concern for the Bulls, and that's a shoulder strain. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to speculate on how long he's out. He's missed a couple of games, so we'll have to see. But, I mean, Caruso is a down, blue-collar, you know, grinded-out defensive player. I think that, you know, with the loss of Caruso, you're going with Io Dosunmu at the point. And Io, in his second year, I think, has brought a lot. I think he's improved in certain areas. And I think he's still trying to find his way as a point guard in this league, which is extremely difficult. So right now, you know, you're seeing guys like DeRozan and LaVine advance the ball in the front court. And they are starting the initiating dribble pass where at times you would think wing players or big guards are playing off the ball.
You know, I was just thinking, I hate to be so morbid this today, but I just want to see if my thinking is correct. You know, I remember when the injury page used to be one page, and but now it's six pages, Chuck. Your thoughts on what do you think is causing all of these darn injuries?
You know what, Jim? I have spoken to so many people about this, and, you know, is it the fact that from the age of 9, 10 years old, these kids aren't playing other sports, and they're not developing other muscles? I think that's part of the reason. Because, Jim, listen, you know, with the exception of very tall human beings like yourself and Bill Wennington, who got into basketball because, you know, the coach said, hey, you're tall, play, or you developed a skill set. I mean, Bill was a hockey player until they couldn't find skates for him at the age of 13.
Oh, my.
Seriously, he went to basketball. He grew up in Montreal, and he wanted to be a hockey player. He had no desire to play basketball until his feet got to the point they couldn't find him skates. And the coaches said, hey, try this game, basketball. And so I don't know if it's kids not playing multiple sports. I don't know as soon as the season ends. We got to get in the lab 2.5 weeks after the season's over. And then their bodies just aren't equipped because they have the best nutritionists. They have the best developmental coaches. They have the best assistant coaches. They've got analytics. They've got everything at your fingertips. I mean, this isn't Bill Fitch and Jimmy Rogers and Charlie Strasser here with three people on an airplane. Okay? So I don't get it. I just don't get it, and I don't understand. And then, you know, this rest management, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, these fans deserve players. If you can play, you should be in a uniform. There's a big difference, guys, between hurt and injured. If you're injured, you shouldn't play. If you're hurt, everyone's hurt.
That's right.
I mean, your knees are barking, your joints are flaring up, all that stuff. I get it. It's easy for me to come on your show and talk about, because I'm not a doctor and I don't feel the pain in a player's body. But I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I want to see guys on the floor. I don't want to see, well, hey, listen, if he can play 65 games this year, it's a bonus. What?
Yeah, great point. Hey, Chuck, we know you're pressed for time. We've only got a couple of minutes, but I want to give you the opportunity to talk about your book. Not only are you a great NBA play-by-play announcer, one of the best in the league, now you're an author. Tell our listeners and fans about Always a Pleasure.
All right, well, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to give out the address where you can find the book because I want to close on your show with a story about the late Paul Silas, if I may.
Sure.
To me, he's a very dear to my heart. But real quickly, for the book, Chuck Swirsky, thebook.com, Chuck Swirsky, thebook.com. A lot of stories about my Cleveland experiences, including the Cavs, and also about Frank Robinson when he managed the Indians, now Guardians. So I want to tell a quick story about Paul Silas. I graduate from Ohio University. I go back to Seattle. I'm 22 years old. I get a job as an intern at radio station KIRO. It was a news talk radio station. One of my jobs and the elements of the job was to go into professional locker rooms, whether it was the Mariners, Sonics, Seahawks, hold up a microphone, get the 20-second soundbite, go to the radio station, cut up the tape, and let the sportscaster do the in-cue in morning drive. I go into the Sonics locker room. This is 1977. And I go to the Sonics locker room. I'm intimidated. You had a huge personality in Freddie Brown. You had big-time stars like Dennis Johnson. Jack Sikma was a rookie. And then there was, including John Johnson, a former Cav, was on that team. And then there was Paul Silas. And I was so nervous. And about 2 weeks into my internship, 2 weeks into the NBA season of 77-78, Paul Silas pulls me aside and says, "Tell me about yourself." I told him what I did. He said, "I'm going to tell you this right now. If any of our players disrespects you or gives you a bad time, there is my locker. You come see me. I'll take care of it." And I went, "What?"
Wow.
He goes, "You heard me. I will take care of it. If any player is rude to you, if a player disrespects you because you're young and, you know, you're trying to, you know, find your way around in your career, you come to me." From that point on, this is a true story. I'm not embellishing one moment of this. At that point in time, he gave me confidence as a 22-year-old kid. And from that moment on, I had Paul Silas a number one, and I stayed in touch with him. I told his son, Stephen, last night this story, and I've never shared this publicly because I wanted Stephen to hear it from me first. That's the type of man Paul Silas was. He was a great, great human being, period.
Wow, Chuck, that's an awesome story. Thank you for sharing that with our listeners and our fans. That's tremendous. And, of course, Paul Silas with the Cavs connection as he was the coach here during his career. Boy, that's an awesome story. All right, my friend, we'll see you Saturday night in Chicago.
Chuck. Great story, Chuck. Right. Great story.
Thank you, guys. All the best. Happy New Year.
And to you
Same
as well.
You.
We'll see you Saturday. Well, that's a great story. Chuck Swirsky, the radio play-by-play voice of the Chicago Bulls, joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll be back. We'll put the finishing touches on this week's show after this on the Cavaliers Audioverse. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Boy, a great big thank you to both of our guests. You just heard from Chuck Swirsky, the voice of the Chicago Bulls. Always a lot of fun to talk to Chuck. Chris Fedor earlier in the program, huge thank you to him. The two guys on the other side of the window that make it work, the dynamic duo of Marty Allen and Kurt McLaughlin. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Talk to you again Thursday night from Indiana when the Cavs take on the Pacers. So until then, Tim Elkhorn saying thanks for listening and so long, everybody.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.